Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1361 in the writing is Shin number 513513. Okay. We're in the middle of the halachas of the Negel Vasser, the various different times one has to wash. I just want to talk about a minute the bracha of Elokei Neshama, which is one of the brachas which we make in the morning, and how it works in general, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, what's the proper way to, where to place it amongst the other Birchas HaShachar, the morning bracha. So in reference to the bracha of Elokei Neshama that we say, the Mishnah Berurah states that it's best to recite the bracha right after reciting the brachas of Netilas Yadayim and then Asher Yatzar. Like we've spoken about in the past, when at least according to the Ashkenazim, when you're supposed to the Chayyadim rings down, Mishnah Berurah quoting him, when washing Negel Vasser, you're supposed to make the brachas, the bracha of the Tefillas Yadayim, and the closest bathroom going to davening. In other words, if somebody wakes up like 5 o'clock and they're not going to daven until 7 o'clock, so then you want to. You want to try, when a person uses the bathroom getting ready for davening, which is as close to 7 o'clock as possible. Just to give an example, one should make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim at that time. Now, along with that, so we mentioned in the past that along with that, the brachas of Netilas Yadayim, you make Netilas Yadayim. In other words, let's say a person goes to the bathroom before they're going to daven. Fine. So now what do? You make the bracha of the Netilas Yadayim. Then you make Asher Yatzar. You have to make Asher Yatzar. You came out of the bathroom. What do you mean? You have to make Asher Yatzar. And right before one is going to daven, the last time they use the bathroom. Now, and then what do? Then you say Elokei Neshama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says to say those three together. In other words, the Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and Elokei Neshama. Again, the going to the bathroom right before davening. Now, when you wake up 5 in the morning, just to review what we said, you're supposed to wash Negel Vasser. And if a person, but not to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, Sfardim, we saw the B'nai Sfard do make the bracha right away of Netilas Yadayim. And of course, you have to make Asher Yatzar also. The B'nai Sfard will make Asher Yatzar also if they went to the bathroom. Somebody goes to the bathroom. I want to make it clear. Every time somebody goes to the bathroom, you have to make Asher Yatzar. I know people are sometimes under the impression, do I make Asher Yatzar? Now make Asher Yatzar. I'm not talking about if somebody's holding in the middle of davening, do I make it now or afterwards? But the fact that somebody went to the bathroom and we're going to talk about even one drop comes out, the Shulchan Aruch says clear, you have to make the bracha of Asher Yatzar and you have to thank Hashem. A person is obligated, is chayef to thank Hashem for even one drop, because chas v'shalom that one drop doesn't come, rachmon l'slan, who knows what could be. So be it as it may, we have to thank Hashem every time a person goes to the bathroom and they relieve themselves to some point, right? Even one drop. Just walking in the bathroom, that doesn't of course require ashiyatza, but when somebody actually goes to the bathroom. Now, just want to make sure we have that straight. Now, what about if one forgot to recite the bracha of Elokei Neshama? I forgot, which I do. And I remembered after I finished, let's say the person remembered after they finished davening Shemoneh Esrei. I finished davening Shemoneh Esrei and I'm like, okay, you know what? I forgot to say Elokei Neshama this morning. Maybe I made the Netilas Yadayim, I made Asher Yatzar, but I never made Elokei Neshama. And then I started saying other parts of davening, other Berachos HaShachar, whatever the case is, but Elokei Neshama I never made. And it's now ready after Shemoneh Esrei. What do I do? So the halacha is no one would not be able to recite the bracha of Elokei Neshama anymore. Now, the reason is, so what's the reason? The reason is since one already recited the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, where Hashem revives the dead, right? And as we know, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, and Hashem revives the dead. So therefore, since that bracha is very similar to the bracha of Elokei Neshama, which means Elokei Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me back my neshama, right? It would be too late to recite Elokei Neshama after Shemoneh Esrei because of the fact that it's such a similar thing. Now, but there's another option. The Mishnah Berurah, there's another opinion actually. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Shaarei Teshuva. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shaarei Teshuva, which is a major achrayin who holds that if one forgot to say Elokei Neshama and at the time they recited the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, they're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they're saying the bracha Mechayim Mesim. So in Shemoneh Esrei, one had in mind to recite Elokei Neshama. As I'm saying Mechayim Mesim, I said, "Oy, you know what? I forgot to say Elokei Neshama." But you know what? I'll say Elokei Neshama right after Shemoneh Esrei. So when they get to the bracha Mechayim Mesim in the Shemoneh Esrei, one had in mind to recite Elokei Neshama. As soon as they finish Shemoneh Esrei, I have a mind I'm going to do that, right? So then one would be allowed to make the bracha of Elokei Neshama after Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so let's just sum up real quickly. Again, bottom line is the best thing to do, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what one should do when you make the Netilas Daim, you make also Asher Yatzar, assuming you went to the bathroom, and then Elikai Neshama, somebody forgot, right? Somebody forgot. So if they remembered after the entire Shmoneh Esrei, or they remembered that I forgot to say Elikai Neshama, and they did not remember by Mechayim Mesim. They just forgot. After Shmoneh Esrei, they remembered Oveh Elikai Neshama, so then one would not be allowed to say it over. But the Shara Tshuva says, which the Mishnah Berurah brings them down, if at the time you're saying Mechaya Mesim, right, the Lekai Neshama, and at the time they're reciting the Bracha of Mechaya Mesim, the person has a mind that as soon as they're going to finish Shmoneh Esrei, they would say the Bracha of Lekai Neshama, so then that would be good enough. Even after Shmoneh Esrei, they would be able to say the Bracha of Lekai Neshama. Okay, as long as they had it in mind by Mechaya Mesim that they do not want to be Yoytze the Bracha of Lekai Neshama now, only after I finish Shmoneh Esrei. Thank you for listening. That's Lachem Bracha. Hold on.